Although he did succeed in getting a very small wastebasket in here. I think we need one of the
old... smallest of wastebaskets.
Yes, that's fine. We're being trolled. All we need is an actual garbage can, but he brings in the little under the desk one.
I think that works out really well.
Okay.
There he goes again.
Got something for you.
He's got like a Vladimir Putin KGB walk.
I mean, that's kind of his...
He's got his gun under his jacket.
It's kind of his thing.
You know, like that sort of that KGB strut?
Yeah, walk sideways, hold your arm right around the chest holster. Yep. Sure. Yeah, I know that walk.
Well,
that and ride shirtless on a horse. Those are the two are your KGB affectations.
That I don't want to see Shane do. No.
You sure?
Nor does the horse. And the horse that rode in.
All right, that's enough of you guys.
Yes,
that is really Bernstein is. And McKnight. They are on from 9 a.m. until noon.
I couldn't find your Melito Perez thing, by the way, and I stopped caring.
Texters say July 2nd, July 12th, 1990.
It's my fifth birthday?
Yeah, that's... I don't think so. Not from what your friends told me at your last birthday, Connor.
Yeah, well, my friends are jerks.
Because... they got you at 39, so...
Yeah, well, they're all wrong.
All right, well, yes, July 12th, 1990 is what is our crowdsourcing. I have not confirmed that, but our crowdsourcing says that that's when you saw that. Okay. All right, good luck with the giant door. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. Top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West Division champions at Ryan Field this fall when they host Ohio State, Michigan State, Iowa, and more. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. And the top of the hour is being brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Someone texted at 670-11 because I was talking about the spicy chicken sandwich at Popeyes, and they like pulled into a Popeyes, which is great. And I said, when he's done, he should give us his review. I ate mine in the car.
I ate mine here.
What'd you think? I loved it.
So did I. Now, mind you, I wish I could have the spicy version. However, unlike the rest of Popeye's chicken, this spice comes from the mayo,
okay,
which is not great.
I'm not a big mayo fan, so I got mine plain.
Same here.
Phenomenal. Not here. Mayo is fire.
That's enough.
That's enough from the mayo contingent of this show.
No, the sandwich was fire. Mayo's trash.
Yeah, and I did orange Fanta with it.
Nice.
Perfect compliment.
Now, the first one I had plain. The second one I put barbecue sauce on.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
As only a Rick Camp can and would.
Rick damn Camp.
Better believe it. Welcome in. I am Lawrence Holmes here with you until Cubs baseball today. Cubs going for the sweep. Taking on the Giants this afternoon over at Wrigley Field. We will have pregame for you starting in about 40 minutes. Until then, we are going to hang out and we are going to talk about last night's game. We're going to talk about people hitting the eject button when Darvish fell apart. And then Clutch B, could that be Chris Bryant's rap name? Clutch B? With a K, though, not with, like, you wouldn't spell it with the C because his name is spelled with a K. So that's what I did when I tweeted it out last night, Clutch. But I think we'll go with his rap name is now Clutch B.
We got to get Clutch B featuring a lot of bits.
Oh, you're right. That works out really well. We could do that. We could absolutely do that. With a what did
AKA
we,
Chris Emma.
Yeah. What did we put on? Did we put an exclamation point at the end of that?
That's a money sign.
Money sign. That's what it was. Instead of a Z or an S, we put a money sign
in. So between Chris Emma and Chris Bryant, would that just be like two guys complimenting each other back to back?
Basically, like two of the nicest guys ever being like, no, you know what it would be? It would be them in a rap battle going, no, man, you go first. Man, your bars are fire. No, man, you go first. Your bars are unbelievable.
That song's over.
And it would just be 3 minutes of that. The name of the title track is, nah, man, you go first. Totally okay. That's the sub-headline of that. All right. But we start the show as we start all things with a rundown.
Just faxing. My dad. A rundown.
The rundown.
Here is your rundown for Thursday, August 22nd. We start with your Chicago Bears. We talked a little bit yesterday on the show about this story that Sports Illustrated did on the kicking competition and how it's a little unorthodox that the Bears are having it done this way with so many people. Matt Nagy had this to say about it.
I really don't believe there's a kicker out there that never misses in practice and in the games. It's how do you respond to it? So yesterday, he was, I think, 7 for 8. And after his miss, he came back and he made it. And, you know, it's in practice. It's not a game. But there's a lot of evidence out there with a lot of different kickers in the history. I'm not talking about the last 2 or 3 years. I'm talking about in the history that have come out and struggled early on and been Hall of Fame kickers and Pro Bowl kickers currently. So we keep that in mind. Remember what I told you before is it's really easy in Chicago as a head coach of Chicago Bears, as a fan of Chicago Bears, as the media of Chicago Bears, as a teammate of Chicago Bears, it's really easy for us to just destroy every missed kick. And I think we have to keep those things in a little bit of perspective and not get too crazy over a missed kick here or there. And so there's that balance, though. Right. And that's where we're at. So going back to your original question of does it matter or does he think that if he misses a kick, he's out of here? No, he doesn't think that because I told him just go kick and worry about the next kick, the next play, which is the same thing I tell Mitchell after he throws a pick.
Right. But you didn't bring in a whole bunch of quarterbacks to like if a guy drops a pass, you're not. And I mean, there were other positions that didn't play great at the end of the Philadelphia game. Never mind. You know what I'm trying to say. But that's where they've kind of made this thing seem weird. Is because it does feel like a guy misses a kick, his ass is out of here. Tony, stop the music for a second. This texter says, Clutch B, give us a break. One clutch hit and he's in the Hall of Fame. You funny.
That guy. There's always that guy.
Hilarious, right? Let me hit you with some knowledge, as White Goodman would say. 3 of the last 4 Chris Bryant home runs have been clutch. And they've all happened over the last 2 weeks. If you need more, how about this? Bryant, in late, like, clutch situations, his weighted runs created plus is 127. Average is 100. So 127 is, like, way better than 100. His weighted runs created plus with runners in scoring position is 133. You just got served, son! You just got served with these baseball statistics!
It's fine. No, just let him keep doing this. And when he's a White Sox and he's killing, hey.
Look, I heard that Chris and Jess Bryant have a dog named Comiskey. That's what I've heard. I can't substantiate that, but that's what I've heard. And when he is a White Sox in a couple of years, just remember how you treated him. Chris, you're more than welcome to come on over to 35th and Shields, man.
Don't they have a parakeet named Guaranteed Rate?
I think that is exactly right. They have that over there. And another one, and they have a cat named Stateway Gardens. All right, back to the rundown. Speaking of the White Sox yesterday, this game was going on while we were doing the show. Jose Abreu still driving in runs.
Left side, base hit. Garcia's coming home, and the Sox, before and out, have a 1-0 lead. First base side. Sano leaves it, and it bounces in short right. Abreu drops it in. Garcia scores, and the Sox have a 3-0 lead.
How about that, Jose Abreu? While a lot of some of the numbers don't look great, he has driven in 96 runs this year to go along with 28 home runs, and his OPS is 815. League average is 757. But Jose was not the story yesterday. Lucas Giolito continues to dominate at a great pace, and I couldn't be happier to see him strike out a whole bunch of people.
Wants one there and got him at 95. A little extra juice.
1-2.
Swing and a miss, strike three. This is absolute surgery by Lucas Giolito. 7 strikeouts in the game. He struck him out with a changeup. 10th strikeout on a cave-in on 3-2 to Cruz. He struck him out. Big smile, and rightfully so. Lucas Giolito once again aces a mammoth lineup. He has shut out the Astros and the Twins. He is a giant killer.
Texas doing a good job with pet names for Chris Bryant, a.k.a. Clutch B, to get him over to the South Side. This is great. He has two turtles named Bridge and Port. That is outstanding. Look, let me tell you. Tony, stop the music. That is the type of engagement I want on this show. That's how you can help elevate this radio show.
You, sir, get the show.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the type of contribution that we want. Bring that. Celebrate that. All right, Tony, let's go. Lucas Giolito has been absolutely special. And remember, he was the worst pitcher in Major League Baseball last year.
If you asked me last year, say you throw two complete game shutouts next season, I don't know if I would have believed it. But it's just the work I put in the offseason, coming in, pitching with confidence every single time. I put myself in a good position to do something like that.
It's great. And the partnership that he has built with catcher James McCann is outstanding. In fact, if you are someone who loves White Sox, I'm going to let you know right now that I'm going to spend the rest of my time today after this talking about the Cubs. But I did an entire podcast on Giolito and McCann. Loho Daily today is all about those two guys and how great it's been to watch what they've built. So if you want to leave the live radio show and listen to it because you're a White Sox fan, Godspeed. And that's part of the reason why I have the podcast for stuff like that. But McCann said this about Giolito and what he's done this season.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. Just his focus and his execution and his aggressiveness in the strike zone. There weren't many mistakes today to be taken advantage of. And obviously that shows in the results today.
It does show in the results. Congratulations to, man, I was looking at it and looking at the runs that Giolito gave up last night. I think that he gave up last year like 182 runs, and he would have to have some sort of disaster to do that this year. Don't stop believing. Woo! And again, my Loho Daily podcast today is all about Giolito and McCann and their relationship and how it's going really well. So if you're a White Sox fan, it is for you. To the National League Central we go. Cardinals and Brewers in St. Louis. And the Brewers did the Cubs a solid.
And there's Moustakas deep into right field. And this ball's going to be up and out of here. Mike Moustakas with a 3-run blast. And the Brewers off to a great start tonight. Number 31 for the Moose. A 4-run first inning. Still only one out.
Yeah, it was a rain-shortened victory, but a victory nonetheless. And so that gave the Cubs an opportunity. What would they do with that opportunity? To Wrigley Field we go. Our guy, show favorite, your favorite Cub, Nick Castellanos, keeps doing special stuff.
Here's the pitch. This one's drilled deep to left field. Going back is Dickerson. He's at the wall, running out of room. It's gone. Castellanos does it again. A 2-run home run. Cubs have tied up the game.
He keeps hitting home runs. He's unstoppable right now, and that's a great thing. But he wasn't the only one. Kyle Schwarber is only hitting, what, 227? But he's probably going to lead the team in home runs.
Schwarber drills one to deep left center field. Look up, gone! A no doubt about it home run the other way. For Kyle Schwarber, a 2-run shot. Cubs extend the lead 6-2 over San Francisco here in the third. And you, my friend, said it could be that kind of night for Schwartz.
It could be, and things were going great. Everything felt great. Yu Darvish was okay, and then he wasn't okay as the Giants fought their way back from four runs down, and then Pillar did this.
Here comes the 0-2. This one is drilled to deep left center field. Hey, we're going back. He looks up. It's in the basket. Tie game.
Tie game at 7 apiece. The Giants would go ahead 9-7. The Cubs had to find a way to fight back, and guess what? They got off the deck, and they did just that. And guess who was right in front of it? Kyle Schwarber again. And then after that, you have this game going 11-10. Then it gets late, and our guy steps to the plate. You may know him as Chris Bryant. We know that he has two goldfish named Bridge and Port and a dog named Comiskey. Here on this show, we know him as Clutch B.
Moronta deals.
Bryant swings deep to left field. Way back. Gone. Cubs retake the lead.
I mean, it felt pretty cathartic, right? You were probably sitting there as a Cub fan last night going, one time, KB, even though he comes through a lot. And then he comes through like that in a big moment. Did you see Castellanos going around second base?
All the joy that was probably in Chris's head, that's what Nick did actually with his body.
All of the joy that Chris is less likely to show us, Castellanos was dancing around second base. And then Tony and I were going back looking at the highlights this morning, and Castellanos is sitting there with Chris Bryant like Draymond Green, man, pumping him up. And KB is just like, okay, yeah.
Well, awesome. When KB got home, he was really excited, you know, talking with the wife and just talking with his pet hamster, Big Frank.
Yes, his hamster, Big Frank. We got to put together a whole list. All right, Texas, you can help us out with this too. 670-11, you can help us out with the list of pet names that the Bryants have that are going to convince us that he will be a White Sox at the end of his tenure with the Cubs. So we got a dog named Comiskey. We got two fish named Bridge and Port.
Turtles.
Oh, turtles. That's right. That's right. Turtles. We have a hamster named Big Frank. We need to keep adding to this list. Apparently, Chris Bryant has a zoo at his house, which is on 31st and State. He doesn't live over there. That would be hilarious if he did, though. All right, anyway, back to the game. So Bryant gives the Cubs the lead, and that means that the guy with the swinging arm needed to come out there and lock it down. Ladies and gentlemen, Craig Kimbrell.
A 2-1 count on the batter belt. The pitch. This one is hit in the air to left. Coming in is Schwarber. Under it. Make the catch. Inning over. Game over. Cubs win. They hold on and beat the Giants 12-11 in a seesaw game here at Wrigley Field.
Yeah. After the game, Chris Bryant and Kelly Krull talked on the field, and he told Kelly Krull that he thought that it was a season-defining win. So he was asked about that inside the clubhouse. Here's what Clutch B had to say.
That's what Riz told me. Yeah, we were just high-fiving there, and Riz told me this is a season-defining win. And, I mean, I can't disagree with him. I mean, it's, you know, one of those games where you don't feel like you're going to win just because you're taking a lead and then giving it back. But, you know, we came out on top, and definitely some good momentum here. We're playing good at home, obviously, and, you know, we just got to roll with the records on at home and on the road.
Dude is so damn mellow. Not Carmelo, because that would mean he's not playing for Team USA. So the Cubs win because they win and St. Louis lost. The Cubs leapfrog the Cardinals and now lead the National League Central by a half a game. That is our rundown for Thursday, August 22nd. Some of your pet names are hilarious. He has a mouse named Minnie Mouse-Oso. That's pretty good. I like that. He has a trained hawk named Ken. Those are the types of contributions that we want to this show. He has a pet robin named